Celebrating aircraft, home building, and innovation. This is EAA Radio.
I'm Fareed Guillot. The FAA's effort to update its National Aircraft Registry is underway. To fix glaring errors, omissions, and to address security requirements, the agency is requiring that all aircraft be re-registered by 2013. I talked with EAA's Tim Bogenhagen, who says failure to re-register could render an aircraft unusable. However, registration takes only a few minutes and can be completed online or by mail.
Well, the FAA has determined that there's about a third of their aircraft registration database that the records are just inaccurate. There's a lot of aircraft out there they feel that are no longer in service and they're destroyed or wrecked and shouldn't be on the registry, but the FAA carries them on the registry anyways because they haven't been told otherwise. Owners have been changed and new owners haven't filed the proper paperwork to get it registered in their name. Owners have moved and their permanent mailing addresses have changed, and unfortunately the owners didn't advise the FAA. So the FAA estimates that about 30% of the 357,000 registered aircraft, about 30% of the records are just inaccurate. So they need to get a handle on it because they as an agency want to know who the owners are of aircraft, where they live, and what aircraft are actually actively flying. And also law enforcement agencies, in the course of their investigations, need to find out this information. So those are the real driving forces.
You don't want to be John and Martha King.
Right, yeah. John and Martha found out the hard way that the database is important to be up to date because it wasn't up to date in their situation.
What is my deadline? If I have an aircraft, what is my deadline to re-register?
Over the next 3 years, all the existing registrations that were issued before October 1st, 2010 will expire on a particular schedule. So for example, the first grouping of expirations were any aircraft that was registered and had a certificate issued in the month of March of any year. And this was the case with an airplane that I own. I have an airplane that was issued a registration certificate in March. I was at the first grouping. I received a letter from the FAA, and they told me that my expiration date for the plane is going to be March 31st, 2011. So that's the first grouping. And they're going to have, for the next 12 different groupings over the next 3 years of expirations. And what this does is it staggers the amount of work that's going to come into the FAA in Oklahoma City. And it provides a way in which they can manage these potentially 357,000 new paperwork processes that are going to come into their office. So you're going to know when yours expires by looking at your registration certificate and the date it was issued. And the month given there will dictate when it's going to expire. So basically you have to go and look at the schedule that the FAA has published that's available online in order to determine when yours expires.
How involved is the paperwork and will it cost anything?
The paperwork is actually pretty straightforward. I completed the process for an aircraft that I own, and it took me a little under 10 minutes to complete the process. What happened is I received in the mail a notice from the FAA, a simple letter saying, hey, your aircraft is about to expire its registration. It's going to expire March of 2011, and you should go online to our website, the FAA's website, enter in your N number and the special code that's given in this notice in order to re-register the aircraft. The process is very straightforward. Once you put in your N number and your code into this FAA website, it automatically generates a re-registration form online with all your information given. And then basically it's a matter of verifying that the information that the FAA has populated there is correct. And if all that's correct, it's just a simple confirm button that you hit on the internet, and it confirms it, and then the next step you go to is to pay for it. And the FAA has a system set out just like, you know, buying anything else over the internet, where you enter in your information and your credit card information and your mailing address, and you authorize them to charge a $5 fee, which is what the re-registration fee is, this $5 fee to your credit card. And you hit submit, and they send a confirmation back to an email address that you give them to confirm that the payment has been taken out of your credit card. Then what happens is they allow you to download a re-registration form, which is confirming that you've completed the re-registration process. Expect to see a new aircraft registration certificate sent to you in your mail that you would then use to put in your aircraft.
We'll have to renew again in a couple of years?
Yeah, once you do this first re-registration, then that certificate you get will have an expiration date of 3 years after the date that you re-registered.
Now, here's something that people have been thinking about but may or may not apply is I've got an STC on my aircraft, and that's tied to the airworthiness certificate. How does that fall into this particular process? Is it connected?
It's really not connected at all. No, the STC and the airworthiness certificate of the aircraft is something separate from the aircraft registration certificate, which is what the issue we're talking about here is. So the airworthiness certificate is not affected in any way with this, unless, and this is an important point to remember, if you fail to comply with the re-registration requirement and you don't re-register your aircraft and the FAA cancels the registration on the date they said they would, which they will, you cannot legally operate that aircraft. FARs have a section in there which deal with airworthiness certificates and the requirement to have a valid registration to have a valid airworthiness certificate. So technically, your airworthiness certificate isn't valid either if you don't have a valid registration.
Where can people get help in this process?
Well, you can call back here to EAA and the Aviation Services Department. Call us back here and we can answer any questions that you have. If you don't have access to the internet, we can look up over the FAA's website the information for your aircraft to verify the ownership and your address is correct and confirm what date your expiration is going to be in.
Tim, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Fried.
You're listening to EAA Radio.